You're listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Up next is a replay of our Sunday, July 27th church service with a message from Pastor Jeff and music from Ellen and the worship team.
Great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Name above all names. Thank you, Jesus. You're the name.
Jesus reigns in this place.
and showers of mercy and grace falling on every face. There is freedom. Jesus reigns again. Yes, Jesus reigns in this place, and showers of mercy and grace falling.
Oh, come to
the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Bear your cross as you wait for the crown. Tell the world of the treasures you found. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Praise the Lord. Oh, God is good. Mm-hmm. I love those new songs. Yeah, I can't wait to sing those more. Yeah, God is it's good stuff. Yeah, praise the Lord. You know, I was thinking of our brother Harold this morning, and just different people that are struggling with their health. I'm struggling with my back. I know there's others that are struggling with back pain and struggling with just health in general. And so just before we enter into the Word, I'm not sure how we do this, but I want to pray for my brother Harold. You know, he's in the hospital, and just others. And, you know, there's been a lot of people that have lost loved ones, and we don't want to just flow over that, right? Grief is real. Sickness is real. And the answer is Jesus Christ. Yeah. And so, and you know, it's even Brother Dave, it was just confirmation, man. I just want to pray, right? We want to pray for some of these things. And so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, like, if you need healing, or if you know that there's somebody that's struggling, I want us to just, I'm not going to make a show of this, because God knows what's going on. But why don't we bow our heads? And if you need a touch from God, just, nobody's going to be looking at you. You just raise your hand, and God sees that, and He will touch you, and He will minister to you this morning through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to pray for Harold and those who have lost loved ones, okay? Let's just pray. And if you need a touch from the Lord, just sometimes a physical expression, like even a raise the hand or a hand held open, God sees that. So let's pray. Father God, You are the answer when we're not well, when we're struggling with sickness. You are the answer. And Lord, we know that there's many that are struggling with different ailments and different things. And I think of Brother Harold this morning. And God, we bring him right before Your throne. He has been a blessing to our church for many years. And so we just ask You to surround him and his family this morning. I don't know what's going on recently, but Lord, You can touch him. You can minister to the family. And so we ask You to do that. Lord, there's others that are struggling with physical ailments. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just touch them. You would touch them through the power of the Holy Spirit, that You would express Your compassion and love for them by touching their physical bodies. God, we thank You that You are the healer, You are the deliverer. Lord, there are others that are struggling with bondage, hidden sin in their lives. God, I pray that You would break the chains in the name of Jesus. You came to do that. And God, those who've expressed, whether it's a hand open or a hand raised, Lord, I pray you would touch them right now in Jesus' name. God, we are asking for a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit in this valley. We're asking for a revival, a renewal, a move, a powerful move of your Spirit in this church and in this valley. God, we lift up the other evangelical churches in this valley, and we ask for your Holy Spirit to move in their midst. Meet them where they are at, Lord. We rejoice and worship the same God. And we ask you to just bless them with an abundance of your presence in Jesus' name. God, we don't want to limit you. We don't want to try and box in you. You are the great I am. You are the Alpha and the Omega. There is no limitations with you. And your plan is the best. And we acknowledge that now. God, I pray over this word. I pray that you would bless it, that you would minister to hearts through it in Jesus' name. Man, you're awesome, God. You are awesome. And I just come into agreement with the word that was spoken for our nation. Like, Lord, you are greater than the devil. And Lord, you have a plan and a purpose for our nation. God, you're not done with Canada. In fact, you've brought people from every nation to this nation. God, I pray that the gospel message, the good news would be spread in this nation. That God, that you would bring people that are from all over the world, that they would hear the gospel and they would take it back to their nation, God. Your word says that the field is ripe. Father, we asked in the name of Jesus that you would send forth workers. Workers, thrust them forward. Lord, we are to be thrust forward as your church to spread the good news. God, you are awesome. Fill us with your spirit afresh. Empower us for the work of the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Yes, praise the Lord. He is awesome. He is awesome. Woo! So, this morning we're going to continue our series in Romans. And this morning we're talking about being a living sacrifice. If I'm a little slow this morning, it's just because my back is killing me. But God is good, and when we are weak, he is strong. Amen. Amen? Yeah. When we give our lives to Christ, we relinquish control of our lives. We surrender our lives. And we're called to embrace the way of Jesus. Amen? And to become citizens of heaven. Whew, that's the good news. We belong to a different kingdom than this world. We belong to Jesus' kingdom. In Christ, we are truly new creations. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you've believed in your heart and confessed with your mouth, then you are a new creation. Woo! And he sets you on a new path, a new direction. New creation. And we have a calling to be surrendered. We're called to have a surrendered life to Jesus. Amen. We're called to give our whole hearts to Jesus in order that the gospel will go forward. And somebody else will meet Jesus. Somebody else will experience the miracle of the good news. Amen? Think about how far you've already come in your walk with Jesus. Some of you guys have been walking with Jesus a long, 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 long time. Some of you, you're brand new. Your journey's just begun. And there's a joy and an excitement of belonging to Jesus. Yeah. Well, I tell you, we need each other. We need those who've walked with Jesus and talked with Jesus for many years. We need those people in our lives when we're new believers. Amen? We need each other as the church. But think about where you are with your walk with Jesus. And see, God desires to continue the transformation, whether you're in your 80s or whether you're 5 years old, God wants to bring transformation in your life. And it's a continual work right till the day that Jesus appears and we are caught up with him. It's a work. It's a continual work. God wants to transform us. Amen? And sometimes that's a little uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable at times when God starts to put his hand on different areas in your life and he says, hey, it's time. We're talking about freedom sessions here. That's what that's all about, discipleship, working it out. But it's all for his glory. Amen. To be a true follower of Jesus, there must be a sacrifice. It requires us to remain steadfast in our faith. The transformation in our lives is meant to be a continual, constant thing. To become more like Jesus than you were the day before. To be in that place where you wake up in the morning and say, God, today, this day belongs to you, and I want to walk in your will, and what you say is what I want to do. Obedience and devotion to the Lord. We've been walking through the book of Romans, and during this walk, we've talked about some key teachings and principles significant to the life of a believer. We looked at the problem of sin, that we are born into sin. We all have a problem with sin. We looked at how Jesus came to rescue us and deliver us and set us free from sin. The control of sin. See, sin is no longer our, if you've met Jesus Christ, he is your Lord, he is your Savior, he is your Master. But before that, sin is the one in control. And so we looked at that, how Jesus came to rescue us. And then we looked at the pursuit of righteousness, that we are to pursue right relationship with Jesus. We are to pursue righteousness in our lives. And so this morning we're going to be talking about how we are called to be a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. Those are wonderful principles that God gives us. A living sacrifice unto the service of the Lord. And this is important because as we learn about sin and redemption and righteousness, we're often, maybe you're like me, I don't know, maybe you're often left with the question, well, yes, I've been redeemed, but redeemed to what? What now, Lord? What's my purpose? What's my destiny in your kingdom? And see, God wants to answer that question in your life because he created a very specific purpose for you. We talked about that, right? How special you are in the eyes of God and that his plan for you is unique and special. That only you have the talents and the gifts and the specific personality to fulfill that destiny that God has given you. Amen. And so we want to look at that. How many of you want to know what God's purpose is for your life? Yeah. Get that. And so today, what we're going to do is we're going to go to the Word because that's where you find the answer to that question. You find the answer in the Word of God. Although I don't know if we'll get a full exhaustive answer for you, but we can start, right? In time we have together, right? We can learn a little bit more about what your purpose is, what my purpose is. It's a good first step to a life of understanding and what it means to live as a redeemed people in the hands of an almighty God. That's what you are. You are a redeemed people that are in the hands of the almighty God, and he has a purpose and a destiny and that's unique and special. Would you turn with me to Hebrews chapter 9? See, the Old Testament is filled with animal sacrifices and the temple altar was a bloody place where constant sacrifices were made for sin, for the people. And Hebrews 9, verse 22 reminds us that under the law, almost everything was purified by blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. And that, of course, was before Christ. That was the process, that a lamb had to be shed. But as we continue in Hebrews 9, it explains it further. This is what it says in verse 24 of Hebrews 9. He said, "For Christ did not enter the sanctuary made with human hands, that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself, now to appear for us in the presence of God," in God's presence. "Nor did he enter heaven to offer himself again and again, the way the high priest entered the most holy place every year with blood that was not his own. Otherwise, Christ would have to had to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But he has appeared once for all at this circulation of the age to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself." I hope you caught that last part. Christ sacrificed himself once and for all for all of us. And this is the basis from which the apostle makes his appeal in Romans 12. And we're going to look at this. This is what it says. Verse 1, chapter 12, verse 1. "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies as a what? A living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your minds, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." See, our minds need to be transformed so that we can understand God's will for us, that good and acceptable and perfect will. Paul appeals is a very clear conclusion to all that's come before. Romans chapter, this is how Romans works. Chapter 1 to 11 is talking about the deep theologies of our faith. And in chapter 12, Paul's saying, "Hey, because of this, I make this appeal to you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God." His appeal is that we would offer ourselves, all of us, all that we are. We can't have one foot in the world and one foot in the church, or one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom of God, because you get tossed to and fro, and it creates confusion. You go all in with Jesus. Does it mean you're not going to fall and slip up and make mistakes? No, that's not what it means. But when you do make mistakes, you say, "Oh, Jesus, thank you. You're here for me. You've redeemed me." Paul finishes the verse by saying that it is our spiritual worship. Some translations say it's our rational service. Can we think about that for just a moment? Paul is saying that in the light of all that Christ has done for us, all the sacrifice that he made for us, that we would, because of that, we would say, "You know what? All that I have, all that I am is yours because of what you did for me." Spiritual worship. Or rational service. And it's not that you owe Christ something. That's not the kind of relationship that he wants for you. You know, like out of duty, I'm going to do this. No, you do it because you love him. Amen. You do it. It's not a religion, a religious thing. It flows from the love that you have for the one who saved you. It's an honor to worship him with our lives. It's rational to do that based on what he's done for us. What does a life of sacrifice look like? Well, thankfully, Paul kind of expands upon that. And we've read this scripture not too long ago, I believe. And you can find it in Romans 12, verse 9 to 21. This is what true discipleship looks like and requires. This is what it says. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil, or hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in your zeal. Be passionate, church. Be passionate. Be fervent in your spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. And seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. In other words, don't be puffed up. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peacefully with all. Beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Those are the marks of a true disciple of Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I haven't arrived in that. I've read that this week and I'm like, oh, God, help me. God, help me. I want to love like you. I want to love like you. Ephesians 4, 1 to 3 says this. I, therefore, a prisoner, Paul was in prison when he wrote this, for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. With all humility, that's your calling, to walk humbly before the Lord and before each other. To be gentle, right? Humbly in gentleness. With patience. Yeah, Lord, I'm going to need your helper for that one. Bearing with one another in love. Eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. In the bond of peace. Can we notice that Paul is, again, making his appeal? He's urging us. He's exhorting us to walk in a manner that is worthy of the calling to which we have been called. He's urging the Ephesians and us to live with humility and with gentleness and with patience, long-suffering, and unity. Now, I don't know, church. I read this and I'm like, wow, man, could you imagine the power and the blessing that would be in the church if we acted this way towards each other? Would it not be a witness? Wouldn't it just be like a bright light to the rest of the world that is just going darker and darker? See, we're called to live this out. I don't know about you. There's days where I'm like, God, I can't do this. You're right. I'm right. I can't do this in my own strength, but with the helper who dwells in you, the Holy Spirit, absolutely, we can live this out. I was driving before my truck broke down, and I was driving, and I was saying, Lord, I just want to love the way you love, the way you love. I want that. And you know, when you pray something like that, God honors that. Listen. I'm going to get myself in trouble here. It's okay. I get it. There's times, as a pastor and as a human being, I don't like people. Yeah. Huh? Come on. You just... Come on, right? Can we be honest? But we're to love them anyways. Now, you got to find somebody. This is what I... Thank you, Debbie. You're a blessing to me. Because, you know, she... Sometimes I'm like... Arr! She's like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. My wife does that for me as well. And many others. Daryl, like... Because, you know what? Sometimes we just got to go... Arr! Right? But we choose love. We choose to love people that maybe sometimes upset us or say something stupid, because guess what? It's going to be you doing the same thing, right? And they're going to be going, oh, that pastor. Amen. There you go. That's right, sister. God wants to set us free so we can love better. We can love better. Amen. Oh, okay. That wasn't on the notes, but now you know. Now you know. We're to encourage each other. He urges them to live with humility and gentleness, patience, long-suffering, and unity. Unity. These are the true marks of a life transformed and renewed by Christ. These are the characteristics of a life sacrificed unto the service of God. These are not just, they're not the traits of a worldly life. These are the costly ways of Christ. We lose our life to gain our life. The way of Christ is not an easy path. It's not an easy path. You know, when I came back to the Lord, I thought everything was going to be hunky-dory from now on. I was just in love with Jesus, and I was, of course, I met my wife at the same time. So, you know, you fall in love with a special girl, you don't think straight. And I thought it was going to be easy, but guess what? It's not easy. This walk is bumpy, and you know, sometimes you're climbing up the mountain just to get so you can go down the other side, and sometimes you're going around the mountain for the fifth time. It's a narrow path, you know. It's like it's a goat trail. It's hard. It's hard, but it's worth it. Amen. It's worth it, and you're not alone in it. Amen. That's what I love about the body of Christ. I'm not alone when I'm going around the mountain for the fifth time, or I'm trying to climb up the mountain. You know, there's people right there with me. You are not alone. This walk with Jesus, I always get upset. I'm going to say it. You can love me on it. Just love me on this. I get upset when Christians get hurt in church and they're like, I don't need the church. It's just me and Jesus. You've crippled yourself when you do that. You need the body. You need the hand. You need the foot. You need the eyes, the ears, right? We need each other. You still love me? Okay. Yeah, that's right. The way of Christ is not an easy path to follow. It's, in fact, if you've ever read through the Gospels, you've seen just how hard it can be to follow Christ. You know, people were following Jesus, and then when he started to say the hard things, they disappeared. In fact, he said one time, "You're just following me because I fed you. I gave you a meal on the mountain. That's why you're following. You're not following me because of the words I'm speaking." I don't know if you've read the Gospels. You know that when Jesus went to the cross, there wasn't very many of his followers around. All those courageous boys that said, "I'm not going anywhere," were nowhere to be found. In fact, it was a few ladies and young John and his mom. They abandoned him. All that to say, it's not easy. It's not an easy road to walk, but it is a road that we are called to walk as we follow Christ. We are called to sacrifice our life for Jesus. Matthew 10:38-39 says, "Whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." We follow Christ. As we follow Christ, we must take up our cross and give up our lives. Give up control is what it's saying, right? And if we are faithful to do just that, then Jesus says, we will find life, and he says abundant life, abundance of joy, abundance of peace. Life is far better when we're walking with Jesus, amen? We can't manufacture a life that's better than the one that Jesus has planned for us. I was thinking about that. And it's a good reminder that we, or I, must live a life of sacrifice in response to the sacrifice of Christ. Because of what Jesus did, we sacrifice our life for him. For him. In other words, we can't have it both ways. You can't have it, church. There's nothing more dangerous. I'm going to say this. There's nothing more dangerous than a carnal Christian. Ooh, we went quiet. Amen. Can't have it both ways. Can't eat the cake. All right? Can't have my cake and eat it too, you know? We, or I, can't have Christ and have the way of the world at the same time. We can only serve one master. We choose daily. I don't speak to you as someone's... I'm telling you, this brings conviction to my own life. Because there's times, boy, I can be carnal in my thoughts. You're not alone. But boy, there's something exciting about just jumping in with Jesus. Amen. Both feet, all in. For his glory. This, the amazing thing about living for Christ and forsaking the world is that as we follow him, we truly find him. We find life. Life. Real life. I know that sounds crazy. You know, we got to lose our life to find it. I mean, that's crazy. Like, but that's how it works in God's kingdom. We become, what does it say? We become a new creation. The old is dead. The old is dead. That's what baptism is all about. When you get plunged in there, that's representing you're dying with Jesus. When you come up, you're a new creation. Alive, fully alive, full of the Spirit. Becoming a living sacrifice also means becoming a new creation. Like a caterpillar, you know? They start out as ugly little thing. Then they go into a cocoon. And then they come out a beautiful butterfly. Beautiful butterfly. Christ is in the business. He's in the business of transformation. I wish sometimes we could... Sometimes I wish I could just put up my life up on a video and say, this was young Jeff. And yeah, that crazy dude is standing here, right? Like, and I'm sure some, like, maybe not. Actually, you know, but God transforms us. He transforms us to be more like Jesus. The more we surrender, the more we give up our will, the more we're transformed. To be more like Jesus, the better we love people, the better we care for people. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. And behold, the new has come. All in for Jesus. All in. Living a redeemed life. Serving him. Like Paul that said, it's no longer I who lives, but Christ in me. My life is not my own. It's Jesus. What a way to live. What a way to live. You know? And that's reasonable for what he did for us. That's our spiritual worship. That's the rational service that we are a new creation because of Christ. We should sacrifice our lives for Jesus. Joel 2:12 says this, and we'll wind this up here. I feel like I'm being long-winded. It says this. Joel 2:12 says, even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart. And in Jeremiah it says, you will search for me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. See, God wants it all. Amen. He wants it all. All that messed up stuff, all that brokenness, he wants it all, because when you give it to him, he can use it. He can use it. See, that's from the very beginning, that's been God's plan. That's been God's plan. He from the day he created you, he created you with relationship in mind. With relationship in mind. And his desire is that we would willingly choose to come back to him, to return to him, to forsake idols, to forsake sin in our lives that controls us, to eliminate all those distractions. And simply return to a relationship with Jesus. Amen? Why don't we end there? Is that good? Can I have the worship team come? Yeah. Yeah. Would you stand with us?
We're going to sing, "What a Day That Will Be, When My Jesus I Shall See." And if we know him as our Lord and Savior and serve him all our days and just give our hearts to him, then we know that we will see him face to face one day.
Yeah. Well, let me pray for you. And if you are signed up to be baptized, maybe come up front after the prayer, okay? I just want to have a quick chat. Let's pray. Father, I just pray a blessing on each person here and those that are listening on the radio and online. What a glorious day that will be. God, you are good. You loved us so much. You didn't leave us as orphans. You sent the Helper, the Holy Spirit. And so as we go through our week this week, Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would minister to us, that you would give us divine appointments with those who haven't met you yet, that we might share the good news that you love them. You love them. And just I pray a blessing and a hedge of protection over each person. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in and listening. I want you to join us next Sunday at Grace Christian Fellowship because we would love to worship with you.